hon, it's me, Danielle. I am a licensed clinical mental health counselor, and I'm here to talk about all the ways multi-level marketing and mental health do not mix. It is important to know that this podcast is not meant to diagnose or for treatment. This podcast is based off of personal experiences and opinions, and is meant to educate and entertain. Now sit back and start healing with me on this episode of From Huns to Humans.
Hey hon, welcome to this episode of From Huns to Humans, brought to you by ThriveMind. Whether you're at a crossroads with your career, wanting to scale your side hustle, or want to start a new business, there are places down the road to change where you might feel stuck and need the experienced help of someone who has been there. Enter ThriveMind. ThriveMind is both a boutique marketing company for your small business, and most importantly, a coach and advocate to help you get your small business off the ground effectively and sustainably. Allie Heatherly, former Avon Hun and anti-MLM advocate, is the principal of ThriveMind and has 10 years of experience in business operations and can give you the tools to reach your goals. Visit ThriveMindLLC.com today to schedule your free no-commitment call to help jumpstart your side hustle, business, or career change today. That's ThriveMindLLC.com to make the big change today.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of From Huns to Humans. I am so excited today to talk to Jeremy, who just left Color Street recently. A bunch of you messaged me and asked me to interview him, and I know that he did a couple other interviews before this, and I haven't seen any of them yet. So I'm getting all of the tea fresh, piping hot for myself. You might have already heard some of his story, but I'm excited. Jeremy, what's up?
Hi, how are you? It's Tuesday night. I have my ambient lighting on. Nobody can see because this is a podcast, but girl. The vibe is like laid back. I didn't do anything today. I took a bubble bath. Literally. I was like, I need to zen out. And I quit vaping 6 days ago. So I'm like,
congratulations.
We can make it through this interview.
So when did you leave Color Street?
Oh girl, that's like information I should know. I could give you the exact day. Cause I made a reel about it on my Instagram. And I literally made it with like confetti.
Yes, I saw that.
Girl, I was like, because they make it so obnoxiously difficult to get out. Like they make you email, no internet connection, girl. Hold on. You first of all have to like send a ticket saying that you like through the website, you have to log in and you have to send the ticket through there. And then it's like, then they like send a thing back and then they're like, they're like, what day was this? I'm such an old person. How do you see?
I don't think it has, I don't know. Instagram is weird with the reels. Like, it's really hard to figure out what date things are.
March 1st.
What was it?
March 1st.
March 1st. All right. So almost a month now. Well, just over a month.
Yeah, they make it so difficult to get out of it. And then they're like, okay, will you please just promise your birthday and this and that, confirming. And then it's like that back in the day whenever like Verizon used to be like, yeah, if you buy this phone, you'll get $100 off, but you have to mail in this form to this thing, get this piece of gift card, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
You're like, why?
When I left, they asked me to like write a paragraph about why I was leaving. And I was like, it's a cult.
They asked for a paragraph.
Yeah, they did. Not from Color Street, but from Plex.
I was at, well, no, there was like a thing. Oh, yeah, there was a space for like some to type something, but it's like, do you guys, why would they include that? Like, do they really want to hear that? They don't want to hear that, and they certainly don't respond to it. So it's just like, I don't remember what I said, but it was probably, I can't imagine that I was like, thanks for the memories. Like, I think I said something like bitchy. Yeah. But, yep, my first.
So, do you want to take us down memory lane? Like, what got you started?
Okay, so there was a girl. I never heard of Color Street, which I was thinking the other day, like, it's still a weird name to me. Like, Color Street, that's weird. So, but I was like, this girl in my salon that I used to work at sold it. And people, all the stylists there were buying it from her. Her clients were buying it. Clients would come in, like, not on their appointment times just to get it from her. And I just was like, what is this shit? Like, and then, it, like, the way that's packaged, like, there's little windows. So you can see all the glitters and colors and everything. And I was just like, when I started to learn more about it, I was, like, talking to her. And I'm like, hey, can you bring me in some samples? And, like, I had known about MLMs, like, what they were, kind of how they worked, not all the way. But, like, because my mom had sold Amway and, like, Mary Kay and, like, girl, Cookie Lee. Have you ever heard of that one?
No.
It's like a jewelry, it's like a jewelry one. Origami.
You don't even sell cookies?
No. That was like her name. What other one? Freaking, oh my god, I guess Cookie Lee was kind of like low-key, like pre-paparazzi. My mom sold it all. She was like the pleasure party. She just was a hustler. And so I just was like, oh, in my mind, I'm like, MLMs are a side hustle. And so I saw this one and I saw really what it was, girl, was like the overwhelming response that people had to Color Street. Girl, they were losing their shit, okay? Like, the salon owner, who at the time was like a no BS type broad, like I really, and she was into it. Like, I just was like, all different kinds of people from all different walks of life are into Color Street. All ages. Rich people, poor people, tacky people, classy people, they all like it. And so I was like, girl, put me on game. Like, I think I remember telling at the time, like, the new iPhone 12 was getting ready to come out, the 12, and I needed the Pro Max, and girl, she was a smooth $1,300. So I was like, how many nail strips? Like,
well, I think that sell? People really liked it because I don't think I had heard of, like, any sort of, like, nail strips before Color
Strips. I remember my sister, because I have a little sister who's like very in the industry, and they had made ones before that I feel like mimicked perhaps a sticker that you would, that were plastic in component, you know? Yes. And you would put it on and then you would just file around the edges, and even back then, just like that. I remember like 2014 us being at one of those tacky photo shoot places for Mother's Day and my sister doing them while we were waiting, and I'm like, real glassy girl, like, we're literally at the place. But so, and then so I remember that had always been in my head, struck me as cool. I'm like, ah, that is so fucking convenient. So then fast forward and I see this and I'm like, oh yeah, it's real polish, and I see one and I smell it and I'm like, girl, this is real polish. And so I was like, I don't know, for me, just it was like the sparks clicked. I'm like, this is different. Like you were saying, mm-hmm. And then, cause you see a lot of gimmicky crap, yeah, in the beauty world, the world, but right, specifically. And so, yeah, I just was like, I was just seeing dollar signs, like ding, 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 ding. Yeah. And the glitter, probably the gay in me was like, glitter, I need it. I don't know why, like how moths, they don't know why, but they're just like freaking out over the light.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was like, I was, oh, so really, I was like, tell me about it. The girl kind of was like, not really a motivated girl. And so she was supposed to bring me samples. Another week went by. I was like in that 1 week researching more about Color Street. Mm-hmm. Cause I'm like I told you, I was going with a business mind. So I'm like looking to see how many people around me sell it. Like looking to see what the, if it's oversaturated on social media, like looking to see how professional they're, girl, some of these MLMs websites, you're like, what the Wix.com is happening? And you want people to sign up and pay you hundreds of dollars for your kit and your thing looks like an Angel Fire website. Remember, how old are you?
Oh my god.
Girl, Lycos, whatever it was, girl, back in the day, expage.com, don't play with me. Oh my God. If anybody out there had an express page. But so and she didn't bring the samples. So like then another week I'm like, hey, I'm not going to buy this shit. Like, are you going to bring it to me or not? Because they love the two finger samples, girl. I could find any one of these girls out here that'll make it rain on me. And she just was like, sorry. She's just like, no, I'll bring him. Blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, in my mind, I'm like, okay, this is not going to be a great leader going forward. So she's not really motivated, which is cool. Like, that's the whole thing of it, right? Like, in the land, like, do 1 hour, do 100. I forgot I'm supposed to be like, I'm like running off at the mouth. Jump in.
No, you're good. I'll raise my hand or whatever.
I know I wasn't paying attention. I'm like, shit. no, but now I am. So I just went on Instagram, girl. So check it. The first thing, like looking back, that I'm kind of like, you know, I had a paradigm shift for anyone who's read the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And looking back now, I'm like, that's none of people's reactions to any of this is normal. Because when I signed up under someone else, now I'm not going to sit here and be like, cause yeah, she got pissed off. I ended up leaving that salon in large part because of this woman and how uncomfortable of an environment she created for me at work involving my boss. And, oh girl, my muscles like tensing up.
But your body is having a visceral reaction to talking about
it. I know. I'm like,
hold on. I'm a little confused. So like the girl that you reached out to, like was harassing your salon?
No. Originally, the girl that worked at my salon with me that I was like, that sold the Color Street. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay.
That sold Color Street that originally even hit me to made me aware that it was a thing. Mm-hmm. That I was like, hey, you want to bring me in some samples, girl? Like, literally, it's like, I'm going to sign up. I want to sign up. Like, I'll pay my money now. I just want to, like, see it, you know?
Yeah.
And so then that's when I took to Instagram and basically just looked up the hashtag Color Street and looked up. Obviously, Instagram's going to give you the most engaged content first.
Right.
So I just found like the most plastic looking pretty girl who with the most followers. Duh, what else did I look for? Right. And was like, hey, I'm interested. And being the savvy businesswoman she was, jumped right on it and DM'd me until late into the morning, probably 1 a.m. But I'll tell you this much, she was a stylist by the end of that night.
Yes. Yes, you were.
That's how I got into it.
Damn. So how long were you in for?
A year.
Okay. And
that had a visceral effect.
Yeah. So it started off good, I'm assuming.
Excuse me. It started off really, really good. I was so excited. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Because also too, like, in this day and age, and because like quarantine and COVID happened and everything, like all these companies had to shift, I guess. I wasn't really in the MLM world until after COVID and quarantine. But I guess like during this time, because of quarantine and people had to really, number one, the way the MLMs do business, I guess, just shifted drastically because no more in-home parties. There was like lawsuits from a whole bunch of MLMs because from the FTC suing MLMs because of like their practices on social media during this time. So I will say that going into this, I always had in mind that I was going to do this via social media because like I'm not going to it was great in the beginning, but just to be clear, I just was thinking that I was going into this just to like completely make money. I really didn't care about making friends. I know that like I'm trying to be like the most like non-judgy way because I really don't judge anybody, but it's like, I know I've binged countless hours of anti-MLM, anti-cult, anti-everything. And so with that being said, I will say commonly we see that people are lured in by the sisterhood in these women-centric MLMs. And so I cannot relate because that would never drive me to do anything.
Right.
Like more friends. Cause I'm like, girl, can't relate. I have too many. But I'm also, but you know what though? Like maybe when I was younger, but like as I've gotten older, I just demand more authenticity from my friends.
Yeah.
And so it was great, but pretty quickly the red flags started to like present themselves, just because like I had no clue the building the team side of it. I genuinely thought, now granted I knew a little bit just from my mom's mm-hmm. experiences that there was the whole team of it, but they pound it into your head that you don't have to do that if you don't want, like you can put as many hours that you want, like make this is yours to make of it what you want. And like to me I'm like, great, get out of my way, like I got this. Like so I thought it was something that it was shocker. I thought it was something that it wasn't.
Right.
It was great in the beginning. I'm sorry, what?
Oh no, I was just gonna say, yeah, you're totally right. Like there are so many, especially because I think they really target people like fresh out of high school, going into college, like that age. So like they're really trying to get people at that age. And at that age, you're like, okay, I'm out of school and I'm trying to learn how to make friends.
Well, and also too, you know what I've learned too? Because girl, when I tell you, I have dove deep into the anti-MLM content. And I feel like there's this one, I watched this one YouTube, so that I know you haven't seen it. there's this one YouTube, like little quick documentary on some weird energy drink that I vaguely remember that they had all these college kids signing up for. And it was like Viva, it was like Verve or like,
yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I remember seeing a couple of those back in the day. But it's like, what was the point of me telling you that? Oh, kids that age are so easy to get excited over nothing.
Yep.
Like, I remember I worked in a tanning salon at that age, and I was like so pumped to get people on tanning memberships. You would have thought I was curing cancer. I was that into it. Because they were like, yeah, and just always use words like awesome, and people buy based on emotion, and if you're excited, they'll be excited. And I always remember that in my head,
right?
And from when I was 21, because that I will tell you this much: people sleep on tanning salons, but they put us through a week-long classroom sales training. Okay, and I learned a lot about human behavior, about what motivates people, about how to like present things in like a very misleading way. And so going into this experience, I'm seeing some of these tactics, and I'm just kind of like, but they're, it's different obviously because we're online, it's an MLM, like. And so just very quickly I was like, wait, what's that, but wait, they don't have answers, girl.
And so what did they say when you started asking questions?
Well, I feel like the first thing, I don't want to lie, girl, on this podcast. So let me feel like, what was the first thing where I was like, yeah, like what the hell? Okay. Well, I will say, sidebar, the very first night I signed up, my particular upline, she did not do Zoom calls. Like most, you see a lot on, yeah. Like, well, you don't see a lot on YouTube, but I'm just kidding. That's the last time I'll say it.
You're calling me out. And for all of the people that don't know, I just do not have time to consume YouTube content because I am on video calls all day long with clients.
Girl, no shade. I wanted training, and I didn't want the corny training in Color Street's little office because it was all like super conservative, like white women, and none of it seemed real to me. I'm like, no one does this for real. This isn't real.
Yeah.
People. And not the people I know. And so I went on YouTube looking for trainings, and I actually found some of like Savannah Marie's, her Color Street deep dive. Then I was like, I sent it to my upline. I was like, what's this about? Like, what's going on with this? Like, this is crazy. I found this. I was looking for trainings. And my upline was like, she was like, people are just going to hate. Like, da, da, da. So I kind of like dismissed it, but that little seed was planted.
Right. And then Savannah ended up being your first anti-MLM interview, right? So that little plug for Savannah there, like, not that she needs it. She's amazing. But
it is so crazy. That's kind so of cool. Like, It's a weird feeling, just because I really am grateful to her. I am grateful to her that she helped me to get out. Like, you know what I mean? Really, really. Like, it, because it feels weird to sit here and be like, I survived an MLM, and like, I like it's cancer, or like it's anything like admirable. You know what I mean? But like, it's not, nothing.
Right. It's not.
And it's like, financially, if you're not paying attention, it will just kind of like seep your money, and they're designed to do that. And so I just, it's weird how like grateful I am. I'm like, girl, I owe you everything. But,
yeah, she's awesome.
But, what was I going to say? Yeah. I guess the first thing was whenever there's like, they have this like, yeah, they have in Color Street this placement tool. And if someone enrolls under you, personally under you, me personally, I have 30 days. If you're a certain rank and above, you have 30 days to take that person and place them somewhere anywhere in your tree that might benefit you, that you see fit. Like you, so in this instance, I get a message from girl and she's like, guess what? Oh my gosh. Like, you have been doing such a good job. I'm so proud of you. You have been blowing past all these goals. Cause like in my first month, I sold over $4,000 in nail strips.
What?
Yes, girl. Yes, I did. Over. So she was like, oh my gosh, like you are proving, you know, you're proving me, like proving yourself, right? You're like smashing past all these goals. So because you're doing so good, I'm going to put, and you've proven to me that you have what it takes, I'm going to put you under, I'm going to use my placement tool to put you under, this other girl, and da da da, and like how exciting. And just like immediately, like my bullshit detectors went off.
Immediately. No. Yeah, exactly. It's like, what do you mean? Like, I signed up under you because I trusted you. What do you mean you're moving me?
And see, I think where I probably differ, girl, not for the first time and not for the last, I took time to seek this woman out. So I had a special stake in working with this woman. So for her to just hand me right off, because she went on to say, because I ended up sleeping on it and waking up the next day, and I'm like, girl, this is still bothering me. Like, I don't like it. And I don't know why I don't like it, but I don't like it. And here's why I feel like I don't like it. And she was like, this is kind of weird. She was like, nobody, because she was acting very like confused about as to why I even had questions about this, or why I was even questioning her. And I was like, does nobody ever question this? Like, do people not ever have questions, Shannon? Like,
right. Like that.
And she goes, and she's like, no, they don't. She's like, they normally just tell me thank you and just trust my judgment. And I'm like, well, I'm not that it. No, yeah, everyone else didn't spend an hour trying to find the best enroller. So no, I don't want to be handed off to some other girl on your team. So that, didn't even realize this at the time, I just read this quote, and it's something about like trusting your gut. And it's like, there's a reason why. It's like your gut picks up on stuff that your like brain, like that your brain and your like heart and like everything else is just like not hit to, because you're so like egotistical. But it's like I had a gut, and I just was like, come to find out that night, I look on her story, because the big thing, I got sucked into it like such a loser, is they like to shout all the accomplishments. The stupidest stuff, girl. Like, if you'd like take a poop, like you're getting an Instagram story, like, guess what, so and so just reached a new achievement. And it's like nothing. And they have like, they want you to just feel like very positively reinforced, when in actuality, it's like being like love bombed to death. And so she posted as our team leader that this woman who she put me under had only needed one more stylist under her to then rank up to the next thing, which would then rank up my enroller, which would then also make the stylist hit a bonus, which my enroller then also gets duplicated. So I'm
without
like
the money, Or the fake money, really. Like, what money? It's so weird. Which, it's all about the money, but it's really all about the praise.
And I was like, girl, don't message me. Because I'm older than this woman by, like, 10 years. Almost. And it's like, I get it, girl. You're doing your thing. You're having fun with the nail strips. But, okay, try it with someone else. Like, and honestly, it's like, if she would have just came to me, and because she did that full time, and I told her from the get, I do hair full time. This is not going to be my life full fucking time. To me, when I looked at, you know what, maybe from seeing my mom like sell stuff and just kind of seeing the not always consistent paychecks. And so when I look at, even before I was a Color Street stylist, looking at people on social media that, and seeing the cars and all that, never one time was I like in my mind like, oh yeah, that'll be me. Cause I'm like, yeah, I know the work it takes. Like, did I play with the idea? Yes. Was I willing to make that my entire life? No, that's so embarrassing. Like, even to this day, like, a lot of people do not even know in my real life that I sold Color Street.
Really?
Oh yeah, really. Really, really. That's like it. It's embarrassing to be in an MLM.
Well, yeah, but a lot of us don't realize that until we're out. We're just like, what's always, that feeling? I don't know.
I always felt like it. I'm like, oh, no. Like, I think it's a little... here's what it is. The things that you are required to do in order to make money in an MLM, you have to embarrass yourself on social media, disregard your genuine connections that you've made with people, maybe your whole life, and basically just completely disrespect the shit out of your friends list on Facebook it's taking you years to meet these people and be friends with people. Because the minute that you post on there and you're in an MLM, it automatically puts you in a category that most people view a certain kind of way.
Yep.
So, girl, I very much had a separate Instagram. I did post a couple of times on Facebook, and people, it's so funny how like out of touch people are with anything but themselves. Because I do hair, people are like, oh, you're doing nails now? Cool. Like trying to book with me for nails. I'm like, no, girl, not any availability for that. But like that whole thing with her moving me was like the first like thing where the issue where I just was kind of like, this girl's bullshit. And so I didn't really like, I have learned that it is not always best to make your feelings known. Sometimes it's just better to file that, you know, and sit on it and just not let people know how you really feel. Because some people in their brains cannot comprehend the different, I'll say, layers of emotion. So to this girl, if I start questioning stuff, immediately she logs me into her enemy folder, and now she treats me different. So I just wanted to make sure that the vibes were always great between she and I, but I had to say pretty much maybe, well, within the first 30 days, I was like, this girl, I think for me, that is what, because we were talking a little bit before and you brought up some things that caused me to like think a little bit. And I was like, you know what it was for me that really just like rubbed me the wrong way is the being dishonest with people. Like being misleading people, like being shady with people, bullshitting me. Like, girl, I'm old. I'm 35 and that's like 60 in gay years. So like, I do not have the time to sit here and you lie to me when you're like way younger than me. Like you're about to run game on me. Girl, if she would have said to me, like, check it out, if I move you into this girl, it doesn't mean anything, but like, you know, she's going to get a bonus. I'm going to get a bonus. And then, you know, you'd be a team player and, you know, maybe I could look out for you. I feel like I would have, if she would have just shot straighter.
Right.
And so to be taken advantage of and to be manipulated for some reason, I don't know why, I didn't like it.
No, it's true. People being shady is like not appealing at all. I actually have a real not MLM example of that. Like, and I was so turned off. So I was supposed to rent an office space from this woman, and I've been training my dog to be a therapy dog for the past year. So I've put thousands of dollars into this dog, trying to make her perfect to bring to an office with other people. And she's like, yes, 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 you can bring her, you can bring her, you can bring her. And then like time comes for me to actually like start my business. And all of a sudden she's like, you can't bring your dog. We'll reevaluate later. Come to find out, like there was somebody in the office that had an extreme dog allergy, but she never told me that. She was just like, we'll reevaluate. And I'm like trying to like craft my ads and stuff, because I'm like, I want people to know that there's going to be a dog in the room. Like, I don't want somebody to be like, oh, let me see Danielle for therapy, and there all of a sudden there's a dog, like, and they like dogs or something, you know, like that would be terrible, or they're allergic or whatever. So like after that, I was like, there's absolutely no way I'm going to rent from you. Like, you didn't tell me what you were supposed to tell me. So anyways.
And people think, what kills me is like, okay, so then what do you see the outcome of this being? Like, I'm just supposed to shut the fuck up and like, you just played me?
Right, exactly.
Because that's what happens a lot, unfortunately. Just like, circling back to the Verizon gift card, $100 off thing. It's like, No. And that's like, it's so funny because when people try to bullshit you, I was just thinking about this in an unrelated matter, but when people try to BS you and they have gotten away with it because they haven't been called out ever, when you are finally the one that calls it out, girl, they are so offended.
Oh my gosh, how did you know that my behavior was so shitty? Nobody else has ever noticed that. Get
mad. I've had some people get pissed. I'm like, no. This is what being accountable looks like.
Yes.
I know it's new.
It's fun. But this quirky.
Is, we're being held accountable. I understand it's uncomfortable. It's like that for all of us.
I know. And that's the cool part about like this community is like we all, well, a lot of us are now learning how to be accountable. And it's really cool because like I've had some awesome conversations with people in the anti-MLM movement. And it's, I can be like, hey, like you did this. And like, that information wasn't quite right or whatever. Like, let me help you find the right stuff. Or like, that was a little off-putting. Like, let me help you. Like, can I just tell you why that was like offensive? And then they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think of it that way. Thank you. And I'm like, right? That
wow.
Easy. Let's move on.
Which really is how it should be, right?
Right.
Because it's really not a big deal. See, like, I feel like sometimes like when... just with this whole like gender thing and like everything going on with that right now, and like of course you have people who are like not leaning into it, and so I feel like I've heard too, like people just being in a salon, you hear all kinds of viewpoints, and so I feel like I heard somebody say something like like why would somebody want to be called that, or da 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 da, or like being so super judgy about somebody wanting to be non-binary, this or that, and I just remember saying finally like, why would that, how does that even how does that even affect your damn life at all? Like, you like, well, like you're this pissed off about that, like you don't even yeah, I'm like, girl, get worked up if you want to, but anyways, I'll let you ask a question, girl, because I'm just like
No, you've been doing great. Yeah, no, it's crazy how people get so hung up on things that either don't really affect them or, you know, taking accountability. Like, you can just be like, oh, I didn't realize that, and apologize, move on. Or, like, I mean, sometimes explaining, like, oh, this is what I was trying to say, or, you know.
Like, right, and then I'm like, but you don't want to, even if you don't think that this person should be a male or a female, da, 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 do you want to go through life being offensive? Are you okay with that? Like,
right, exactly.
You're okay. You're cool knowing you're going through life being offensive and offending people and being hurtful, and you don't care.
Right.
Like, who raised you?
That's gross. Yeah. So, that was your first big red flag. Were there any other red flags that you found along the way?
Yes, the fact that it was all women, which I was originally excited about, but then I came to learn that it was like, I was not embraced with open arms. Like a lot of times I would post like, because they have like Facebook groups where you can share pictures of your nails that you've done and like this and that. And so I, of course, like bought a bunch of, I don't do my nails. So I went and bought fake nails on Amazon and just would design the nails on the fake nails and then just like style them and then like take the pictures that way. Cause I wanted original content. Like I wasn't going to go reuse the like crappy crap that everybody else was using from Color Street Corporate. I'm like, no girl. So I started doing like transgender flag theme nails. I did like an LGBTQ flag nail. I did like nails that are not corny as hell. Yes.
So these weren't nails that were already designed by the company, were they?
Did you, like, oh my gosh, no, I had to make them myself. That is what originally, oh my gosh, I look so much skinnier in this angle. For those of you at home listening, I look skinnier at this angle.
Gotta get the up from above MySpace yes. angle.
Oh my God, stop with the dark eyeliner. Sidebar, if you remember your MySpace login, it's still on there. But anyway, so there were no, and it was coming up, because I signed up in March, and it was coming up on June, International Pride Month, which everybody knows, hello, because every brand under the damn sun has a Pride collection now, including Abercrombie and Fitch, okay, like literally every damn brand has one, because they want that Pride money, okay? It's cooler to be an ally now. So, and with so many gendered things, now they've attached on, even this year, they now to our gay flag, they have added on like the trans little triangles, you know what I'm talking about? And then they have like the brown and the black. So it's all encompassing. So it's like Color Street is, I don't know, the only brand I knew that had no plans for any sort of Pride collection whatsoever. So I was like, that's weird. Let me raise my hand because that's weird. We're talking about nails and like, okay. I'm not an idiot. You're Midwest conservative Barb and Star. They might not know any trans people in Missouri. Like I get it. Okay. You don't have to say like the gayest nail strip ever. That doesn't have to be the name of it, but you could do like a rainbow, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, or like something. And because they do that, they do foundation shade like every single month. Like, right. Girl, they will donate money to a dog shelter before they will do a LGBTQ shade benefiting youth homelessness, youth suicide rate in the LGBTQ community. Like, I don't know any of that stuff, but no, they just would not. And like, I would send countless emails because they have like an email where you can send suggestions and stuff. So I was driven to the shears to craft my own inclusive shades, Danielle.
I love that.
And so when I would post it in the girl, because let's be honest, okay, I would go in these Facebook groups where it's like supposed to be just Color Street stylists, and I would look at these nail fees, as they're called, and I would be like bored to tears, like so bored to tears. And maybe that's a me thing, but I'm like, can we like next level it or what? Like
let's go.
Let's do something super fun. These nail strips are genuinely easy to use. I'm like, why are we still sitting here? That's probably the me of it. That's probably the me thing of it. Cause I'm just like, I'm going to fall asleep. So I would post stuff in there and girl, like people would say the weirdest stuff. Like when I posted the transgender nail, I posted it in conjunction with National Trans Day Visibility. Mm-hmm. And people were like making, cause this was a nail fee group with like tens of thousands of people in it. And so people were making kind of like shitty comments, like people would comment like LOL. And then, cause at that period of time, now that I'm thinking about it, I think I had a friend who was discriminated against at work, a trans friend at the time, which also all these things swirling around together. It was like, what drove me to like really do something, you know, like something tangible. And so, I was like, yeah, I have a friend. She's been discriminated against because of this and da da. And, people will comment like LOL and then tag like four people. And it's like, girl, how is anybody supposed to take that?
Right. Like, what's or, funny?
My thing is, like, my friend always tags me in funny videos when it's, like, something that we want to make fun of. Hello, 100% of the time.
Right.
Like, and so, you know, girl, you know me. I came down there, like, I want to laugh, too. Like, what's funny? Teresa or whatever your name is, and she just would be and she and it would just always be and it would be immediate like defensiveness from these women, and it's just like, girl, don't sound off in the comments unless you're ready to clap back, because I got thug thumbs too, baby. And so the post ended up getting a little kind of like, because I'm like, no, I spent a long ass time on this nail fee professionally shooting it, and this is something that means a lot to me, and I attach my own thing to it, and you're not gonna shit on me like that, or my friend. And so it ended up getting kind of like, I guess, too litty in the comments. So the group moderators or whatever, it got, I didn't even know it got taken down until I got a message from someone that was like, not even my friend on Facebook, that was like, please tell me that nothing bad happened as a result of that post getting taken down. I would be sick. And I just was like, what, Sharon? And so, of course, I reached out to my upline, and I was just like, what the fuck? And she was like, oh, well, you know, they just felt like you weren't being kind in the comments.
Oh, because we all have to be positive all the time.
I was like, I wasn't. You're right. I was like, I mean, that's relative, but I know I was not kind in the comments. And she was like, well, okay. And I'm like, so that's how you guys are going to handle this. I was like, that's how you guys are going to handle this. You're going to leave my trans nail off the group. That's, and you're as my enroller chick, who, by the way, I'm putting hundreds of dollars in this woman's pocket. Let's be clear. With basically almost no effort from her, because I came as the prepackaged total package. Like, I already knew how to do reels and social media. I taught her how to do reels. So, like, girl, had to do nothing. And it's like, why don't you have my back, girl? Why don't I feel like you have my back? And right. it just was always about, that's when I started to feel like she was just trying to placate me. And, like, just get me, like, just keep me, you know, all right, okay, uh-huh. And just, like, put me in front of a Disney movie long enough so that she could, like, just pray I would stop messaging her. You know? And so... that's when I was like, girl, you know what? So they ended up reposting the thing, because of course I pressed the issue. Then this woman messages me after that, and did I'm not friends with on Facebook. And she, I am not quoting the message, because I would have to go on my camera roll to, like, we don't have the time to pause for that long for me to go on my camera roll. No, if you want, it's on Savannah's video, but the screenshot of it, and, you know, but in essence, I get a message from a woman shortly thereafter, and she's like, hi, I just want to let you know that me and some other stylists wanted to let you know that Color Street's not for gay men, and we were really need for you to stop pushing your homosexual agenda. This is why you don't see males in our training materials or our marketing materials, and I just wanted to let you know that you're making people uncomfortable.
I'm speaking. Yes. I can't.
Girl, I'll have to.
I can't. That's yes, girl. No. I don't receive that, as Elise Myers would say. I don't receive that.
Well, what I was like, I think what I said, I didn't receive it either, but I wasn't so eloquent about it. I think I was like, what on earth would possess you to message me with some bullshit like that?
I'm sorry, I didn't know that College Street didn't want money.
Hello, and that's, I tried to take that, like, angle with them when I was like, I'm like, check it out. You guys are missing out on some major cash. Like,
all of my gay money is coming in here.
Yes! Because I always want, I guess, just my brain, I've just always been a think outside the box, or, like, I just always, like, you know what it was in middle school when Old Navy was big and every, I'll never forget showing up to sixth grade in that gray t-shirt with the blue Old Navy truck on the front. You know the one. Yes. And like 10 other fucking kids had it on that same exact day. And I was like, never again, Jeremy, will we be made to feel like this. So I just always am like trying to think outside. So I was collaborating with drag queens who had a huge following, posting the, I would send them free nails. And I'm just like, not just women, white women wear nails, by the way, right. Color Street. Hello. Like, and so I just was like, where are these untapped markets, baby? Where yeah. There aren't 50,000 stylists in my space. And so they didn't want anything to do with it. Nothing. I would even beg them for like, because they would be like, all right, time for a contest. This month, if you can sell $1,000 and sign up 2 people and then do it again next month and then do it again next month, we'll give you a special bracelet. And it's
we'll
like this
a high five.
Yeah, it's like this tacky jewelry that when you get it, you're like, where's the gumball that came with this? Okay. And I would be like, hey, if we're going to bust our asses and sign up 6 people and sell $3,000 of the shit, can we have like a nice ink pen option? Like for the guys or for people who don't want cheap shit from China jewelry. Yeah. I threw that away. And then they have like another necklace if you do this, if you do that. And it's just like, I would always, girl, they are, since this has all blown up because Color Street, after I did that interview with Savannah and Savannah's coverage on it on TikTok blew up, Color Street was forced to address it on their Instagram by making a carousel post with the statement actually in the graphic that they had heard of this video I did. They didn't name me, but they just were like, it's going to position a stylist. You know, has been discriminated against and blah, 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 blah. And like, I'm off track. But anyways, what was it?
Yeah, I don't remember. We were going off. But no, that's really interesting. Like, so they try to like cover it up and be like, oh no, we didn't know. We had no idea that you were being discriminated against and that people they were knew. Being mean to you.
It was kind of crappy just because like, whenever it happened, I posted the screenshot of this stupid ass woman. Because mm-hmm. I just was like, I wanted to post it specifically on my like Color Street Instagram because I really wanted to be like, look at yourselves.
Yeah.
This is you. This is you and your people. Apparently the majority, maybe the minority, but either way, I know there are others of you out there. And I just want everybody to know how sick you are. And my enroller was like, because the story is only 24 hours, and so many people were like, I blurred her out. I'm like, I don't want this. First of all, this woman would be so lucky to get a death threat. Okay. I was like, no, we're going to blur her all the way out. And people were like, show her name. We want blood. They were like, kill the beast. Remember when they're like, have the fire outside of the castle? And so like they were, and I saw it, but I posted it again because they're like, so many people want to see this posted again. And my enroller was like, hey, what are we hoping to accomplish by having this negativity out there? And I was like, how does this concern you specifically? Like, I'm sorry, because she and I weren't really talking at this point. So she reached out, and I guess that kind of ties into why I even brought this up, because she ended up sending me a little cropped like screenshot of a PDF mm-hmm. of their leader call notes from a year ago, where somebody mentioned multiple people reported this occurrence that this woman reached out to me. But it was mentioned once in the thing that multiple people reached out, and can they please make it clear where they stand on discrimination, and can they make a clear avenue make a clear line of communication be known that is wide open. Should people feel, because there are male stylists in the stylist pool who, and specifically detailed this, what this woman said to me and everything. And it's like, can you guys please speak up and let it be known that you don't tolerate this and that people should reach out should they experience this? Like, you know, right. Nothing. Crickets, girl.
Right. Awesome.
So when they post stuff like that, like on their Instagram, and they're like, we were just made aware last Tuesday that, you know, this was going on, and we've tried to reach out to this stylist, but he doesn't respond to us. So without more information, what can we do? And it's like, girl, you're not fixing to do nothing. What? You want me to tell you the name of this lady, this upper, higher ranked lady, so that you could go do nothing, and then I could feel even more played? No, thank you. I'm cool.
Not today.
When they send me the commission that they owe me, they'll get the name. We can meet in the back of a dimly lit pizzeria. Bring the cash in a briefcase. I want it in one.
And oh my God. We'll talk. Your interview with Savannah must have been so fun, because I'm having so much fun right now. Like, it's probably freaking amazing. So if you guys haven't gone and watched that, you need to go to Savannah Marie's YouTube and watch it, because I mean, you simply must.
Oh my gosh. So I guess to kind of just transition to really what it was that, because when you're in something, and I forget, there's like a clinical mental, and you might know it. It's like when you have invested so much time and money into something, you're like, I've invested so much time into money. Even if it's bullshit,
sunk
you're cost. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like the same with like a relationship, right? You're like, well, I've already put a year of my life into this relationship. Like things like that. We've all said it.
Or on the flip side, I can't believe I put in a year of my time. Anyway, so I feel like I don't carry a calm around. I just happen to be right here. I'm like, oh, Sandy. Literally do not just have this Sandy. So I had
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. So at this point, you still weren't out yet, like out of Color Street.
Oh, no.
You stayed.
Because I signed up my mom. I signed up my mom.
Of course you did.
At this point, she was so excited. And granted, I never wanted to build a team. People would reach out and see how much fun I was having and like just see, because I would go live and like my boyfriend at the time would go live. And so people love a cute little gay couple, I guess. So they were like, oh my gosh, look at these two. And like, I would do super fun reels. Like, I just was having so much fun. And I guess I was telling myself, you know what it was? I saw this bullshit going on, but because I had kind of in 50% alienated myself from my upline, but then also like they were probably just holding their breath, praying I wouldn't reach out, because it was always with a question.
Yeah.
And not like a, where can I find this in the back office? Like a no, like a question they don't want to answer. Right. So I just was figuring, I guess my mind's frame was like, it's just me against this company. I don't need these corny chicks playing this stupid team sisterhood game with me.
Right.
I don't need that. And so I just okay, God, that'll be enough out of you. Thanks. Bye. And so I just was like, I'm selling these nail strips. And so I didn't see, well, anytime I would deal with like, you know, the woman messaging me with that weird ass shit, or like, you know, people like making their weird comments, like when I would post like my LGBTQ nails and stuff, I'm like, well, world we live in, it's just, I'm used to this, like this is my life since I was a kid. So I didn't necessarily like attribute it 100% to Color Street until I had a stylist under me who was transgender, and she signed up under her, obviously she signed up under, it was like literally the boy name. I'll just say the real thing, because I've since spoken with her girl since we didn't think that there'd be an interview and everything in the beginning, so we've had to touch base and circle back and see how each other are doing. But I can say the real first name of it. So her given name, dead name, is Steven. Mm-hmm. She signed up as Stephanie. Mm-hmm. We are literally talking two letters, people. Okay. Now, bear in mind that when you sign up for Caller Street, you can you fill out all of the information yourself, name, address, da-da-da-da-da. And then at the bottom, you have, like, your social security number because, like, they need that, right? remind me. Actually, no. We'll see if we get there. Anyway, so she put Stephanie as the name. But, like, if I wanted to go on there and be, like, Princess Leia's Spaceship Nail Academy, like, that could be the name of my business. Like, you pick whatever name you want. But then, so it's like you go on some people's Color Street website, mm-hmm. they're called customer facing duplicated websites, right. Meaning every single stylist has the same exact website for those people who aren't familiar with the terminology in the industry. Mm-hmm. Everybody's website that looks exactly the same, but it just says their name differently at the top. You go on some people's Color Street duplicated websites and it doesn't even say their name. What boom, boom, duck, cha, na, na. Say my name. I had to. It'll say like, fancy nails with the passion or just whatever stupid crap people make up.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? And yes.
I'm surprised that they didn't have to put their legal name for their social security number. Like, cause that's
well, basically your social security number pulls that.
Oh, okay. I see.
Like, you know what I mean? Like they're like, put in the social, that's who we're bagging and tagging. So make it count. Like, you know what I mean? Let us know who we're getting, yeah. Down and below. Just
that's your cattle number.
Yeah. And so like, or like, what if like, okay, in instances where like a woman's name might be Eugenia Johnson. Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe she goes by Jeannie.
Right.
So she'll change the name mm-hmm. to something different. Or she goes by her middle name. It's like,
right.
So just to put it into perspective. And so then like, yeah, that was always the case. And just to skip past a whole bunch of, you know, not important stuff. She was doing really well. I don't want to say, I really do in my heart feel like she was at like $5,000. I'm not able to like log in anymore, but I think she was at 5,000, but if not, it was like over $4,000 in sales. So at that particular time, and that point in my team's journey, gross, I'm going to barf. I was set to level. Oh, I was going to get a rank. I was going to get all kinds of money, free nails. It was going to be like raining down on this ass for the month of whatever that was. And so girl, tell me why 2 days before closing the end of the month, anybody in an MLM knows those last 2 days, that last day before the end of the month is stressful, baby.
Yeah.
And so I get a message, no lie, from my enroller at like 6 o'clock in the morning. And she's like, what happened to Stephanie? And I'm like, hi, like I need to, on that note, I'm like, hey girl, I just gotta, they wiped this woman off of my, oh, I did skip an important step. So they call me, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, compliance calls me, which was not normal.
Right.
Because I had dealt with compliance about a few things in the past, just because what did they do? What the fuck did they do? They messaged me about something. Girl, I was pissed. I was like, they emailed me and they were like, hi, we just want to let you know that because you are promoting something nitpicky, girl. Basically, a Color Street stylist who is either friends with me or I don't know what the fuck, reported me because on my Facebook I said I was doing a giveaway and you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
So fucking compliance, I get an email from some rinky dink ass nail sticker company from their compliance. I'm like, okay, top flight security. And they're like, we need to let you know that this is strictly da da da. And they were like citing things and it's like, the fuck do you think I'm really, you think I got this thing printed out and hardbound? Like I'm gonna go get it and reference this. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, and it made me even more mad that you're like encouraging this type of behavior from these women to report like the dumbest shit. Like, girl, and I'm sitting here selling thousands of dollars of your nails. What do you want from me? I'm like, It would just push me to the point.
But you're a business owner, so you can do whatever you want.
Oh, no, girl. No, you can't. No, you may not. No, you may not. And I'm just like, you should be so lucky that I'm out here embarrassing myself on my personal feed for your company, ma'am.
Yeah.
When you won't even give me a better incentive prize. So I...
All you want is a damn pen.
I just wanted a nice Mont Blanc. So that in all my dealings with them, though, it's always email, always email, always email. So I get a call from them, which is so rare. And now I know that it's like, now I know it's a tactic, like when they don't want there to be kind of like a paper trail. And yes. What I even know now, which really rattles me, is that New Jersey, where Color Street's compliance headquarters are, is a one party consent state, meaning that they can record phone calls. But so can I in Colorado, which I didn't know. So I've learned stuff.
You have learned.
As a result, but I bet they did record that phone call, and I bet they're like, we have reference phone records, release that phone call. Because the compliance calls me and I'm like, she's transgender. That's simply explained. Like, and he just was like, oh, okay, that's why the names don't match. Oh, okay, okay. And I'm just like, bro, it's not a different name. It's literally an IE on the end of Steven. Like, don't do that, dude. Like, are you really that big of a dumbass and you work in compliance? Like, yeah. They're just hiring anybody off the streets up there in New Jersey. So next thing you know, I think it was a couple of days later, maybe the next day, wiped off my thing. No explanation, really. It's like, we're sitting here. And then it's like, then they post, this was almost a year ago. And so then when I see Color Street post stuff like, the stylist, what did they say? That it was like, the stylist was a fake account. And it's just like, why didn't you even tell us any of that last year? Even like, they gave us no response is the thing,
right?
Like, how are you, so just imagine, like, you're okay, you just hustled your ass off, you sold, let's just say, $4,000 worth of stupid nail strip, overpriced nail strips, which is not easy. You'll be hard pressed. I'll tell you this much, they have like a top 50 every month that they send out. And the 50th person on there is usually like over $4,000. So that's just kind of like, to put it into perspective. Yeah. And so you're just going to wipe them off. And so that they go to log in one day and they can't get in. And that's just it. There's just to take that L.
So they didn't even call Stephanie?
No. Cause she was blowing me up. Like, what's happening? Freaking out. Cause we're supposed to be getting paid in a day.
Did they pay her?
No, none of us got paid. And that was kind of like the issue, because as soon as I didn't see her on my tree, as soon as my enroller reached out to me and was like, what's up? What's happening? She's not on the tree. Her greedy ass noticed first thing. And I was like, oh my God, 6 a.m. I feel like it was 5:43. That's a number that's like, because I'm like, sleep? Like, and so it's like, I instantly had a feeling. So I was like, so that's all great, but what's up with the money? And she's like, I'm not really sure what happens. I'm like, yeah, you are. What happens with the money? Are we getting commissions? Am I getting mine? Is she going to get her? Like, clearly she's not getting hers. They have shit on her. We get it. So are we getting commissions? And she's like, I'm not sure. This is another thing. If ever I was going to get dinged on something and it was unfair, she always managed to rope herself into it so that I wasn't the only one suffering loss. It was all of us. And it's just so, it's sucky for us all.
Right. Of course.
So like, she was like, I know. She's like, no, I don't think any of us are going to get our commission. It's really, and I'm like, girl, you don't even deserve those commissions. Let's be clear. I wasn't even asking about yours, baby. I wanted about mine.
Right.
So can we circle back to that? And she just was like, the like aloofness of it was off-putting to me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't talk to a grown adult who doesn't like retain the questions coming in my mouth and respond accordingly.
Right.
So I think my grandma used to call it rigmarole.
Okay. So this happens. Is this the straw? I'm like, Did you stay?
Well, here's the thing. I would have quit a long ass time ago, but really my mom was so into it. And really, because there's more than one ways to sell Color Street. One of the less conventional ways, because it does require a lot of startup, is doing vendor events. And my mom always really enjoyed doing a vendor event. Like, she went to all kinds of like different shows and stuff in her adventures. So she just wanted to do a damn vendor event. My mom is very personable. I'm not going to say I get it from her, but I will give her some credit. And so she was so excited. And so she would see, of course, it's hard to speak about my, it's not hard to speak about myself. I just feel corny doing it. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, I always presented such an upbeat, electric, energizing, like, come be a part of what I'm doing. Like, it's infectious.
And my mom
was sucker to it.
I can't even imagine you being like that. You're so flat and boring.
I just wanted to have fun. I'm like, hi, I don't want to scam people, swear. I just want to sell nails and make money. So my mom all the time would be like, how's it going? Like, what's going on? We were going to do these groups together, these vendor events together. I was so turned off. Like, I paid for, because the one that we did in downtown Denver was like, you had to do like a contract and do more than one and like all this stuff. And like Color Street, there's all these fucking hoops. Like, you can't have more than one Color Street styles at an event. You need to do, it's like, you're basically like a whore. Like, it's like when a pimp like makes like a prostitute like go get her nails done because he doesn't think she's pretty enough. I'm like, girl, I ain't gonna let a pimp tell you you need to get your nails done. But anyway, so that was way off. But yeah, they just have all these like rules and stuff. Like, you have to have this kind of thing. You can't have these colors. You have to do this. You can't offer anything else with it. Da-da-da-da-da. And so, and of course, girl, after having people on my Facebook reporting me because I was like offering a promotion, I'm like, just imagine all the salty ass stylists downtown Denver coming to this farmer's market, which not really a farmer's market, it was like a huge summer thing every single summer in Denver that everybody like knows of, and it's like all these little hater ass women ready to report. So I just was like, my mom, I kind of like made up excuses why I couldn't do it. But I was supposed to do it with my mom. But if I would have quit, my mom would have went to this woman. That's how it works. And I even brought it up and I was like, you know, mom, there comes a time, I'm not into it. I'm busy. Like, I didn't tell my mom any of this homophobia stuff. I didn't. It's my mom. You know how you like shield your mom from stuff. And so like, I just never wanted her to have a bad taste, and she was having so much fun. And so like, I didn't want to come in like a wrecking, but literally I had to go right into it. Cause she was in the middle of doing these events, and it would have been a conflict for her.
Yeah.
Because she's invested all this money. Because if there's one thing that she is, at the number one of the things that she is, it's my number one fan. So if she would have heard that, I just feel like, you know, and I just wanted her to, I didn't want to mess it up for her.
Right.
And so it's not her fault. God, I'm an adult. And, you know, I eventually did end up like getting out without telling her. But luckily, the instant that she heard the story, she was like, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, gross, and let's sell all this stupid shit on Mercari, baby. Like, what's up? So, I forgot what you asked me, but because it's like my mom's in it, and mm-hmm. also, too, excuse me, if anybody's making commission off my mother, it's me.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel, too. But so I was asking, was that the final straw? And then you were like, no, there's more.
I think the final straw was just because it's just like, well, first of all, they were taking my $10 every month for my website. And it's like, I'm like, wow, at this point, it's like $60, $70, $80 of giving Color Street for no reason.
Right.
Okay, yeah, they did offer the services of the website. They were not utilized at all. So I'm like, I already have a GoDaddy URL, a big girl website, honey, for my actual hairstyling business now that I had to pay quite a bit of money for. So I'm like, we don't need any extra websites around here.
No.
So it was, like I said, I entered into it because of the money, and ultimately that's what had me leave, because I'm like, fuck you bitches if you think I'm going to give you $10 of my month for no reason every single month after how you did me.
No. Was there any more scandals before you left, or were those the big ones?
Before I left? Jeez, girl. I feel like there was, you know, I will speak to this a little bit just because it was kind of like my first experience with gender identity and just stuff like that, which I could really stand to do a lot more in research on. But I think what really, God, it's just like, just thinking about it, if I had to like sum it up, it's like when you try to, it's like when they try to like insert, like in a cell embryo under a microscope, they try to insert stuff into it, but the membrane won't break.
Mm-hmm.
So it just keeps going in there and then coming, like it won't go in.
Right.
That's how I felt trying to go into Color Street. And like sometimes I might get in and then I would be shot right back out. And it's just like, there was this woman like that was in my upline, and she was like a really high ranking person, and she did this huge party, invited all people to come into it. And you had to pay money to be in it. And she had all these designer handbags and great prizes and stuff in there. But the problem was she kept saying like, hi ladies, or like, shout your stylist out and tell her what a boss babe she is. And like all this, all these like women only, cis women like identifiers. And that was the first time I was like, because I mean, even this interview, I refer to myself as like she, like it, like just like in the like gay culture of it all. I'm just like that girl, but like, but like, I'm like, whoa, can we, what it wasn't about the fact that it was like, hey ladies, the word is about the fact that you don't give a shit. You don't care enough about us as your team members who will be putting money in your pocket once we bring, once we use the influence we have over our clients to buy shit. You make money on that. And now you're bringing us in here and you don't give a shit enough. Even after I reach out and tell you that like there are male stylists in here and you continue to like not care. I have a problem with that.
The thing is that like, it's just absolutely mind boggling to me is that it would not, like if she said, hey friends, or hey gorgeous people, or hey, whatever, like, you know, any of those all-inclusive terms, no one would notice except for the people that it meant something to. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like Cindy Lou next door is not going to give a crap that she said, hey, friends, but you're going to notice.
And the thing for me, and maybe this is just because this has been my experience, but I'm like, why? I see some of my favorite hair brands, professional hair brands, some hair brands that I am close with the owners of, and they still say like ladies, and it'll be for like, oh, I don't want to say, it'll be for just like a very gender neutral item that either sex could use. And it's like ladies love da, 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 da. And I'm just like, how can you, like I said, maybe I'm just like woke to that, but I'm like, I couldn't imagine, I would never put a gender identifier on anything because you just don't know.
Right.
Right. Days.
No, exactly. And it's just, why, I don't know. I feel like people think that by having the gender identifier on things, it makes it like more
relatable.
Yeah, I guess it's more relatable, but also like, it doesn't have to be. Like, you don't have to make my razors pink. Like, leave them alone.
The female tax.
Yeah.
Separately. That's something separate that you brought up, but
that's true. But like it's separate, but it's also the same. Like why do things have to be pink? Like for girls.
Or like I worked at Dry Bar. I just said it. And they play chick flicks. And during the months of November and December, they contract with Hallmark. And it's nonstop Hallmark Christmas movies all November. Have you ever been to Dry Bar?
No.
have you ever like seen the inside of one?
No.
So the way that it's set up, when you go in there, it's just like blowouts and styling. That's it. Mm-hmm. And that's like the allure. It's like basically like a fancy Great Clips for only hairstyling.
Yeah.
And so like the way they have it set up, because it's a bar, they play into that whole thing of it. They have the women sit and at a bar type thing, but they're not in front of mirrors like they normally would be in a salon. They're in front of flat screen TVs that show chick flicks with the captions on.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
But then it's like at Christmas time when it's movie Hallmark, you know, people feel either this way or that way about Hallmark movies. And so I used to always be like, can we cut women a little bit more, give them a little more credit? Maybe this is not what they watch for two fucking months straight at the end of the year.
Maybe.
Call me crazy.
Yeah. No, I don't think that was anything outlandish that you said. About that company. So I think that was a light criticism. in your opinion, allegedly, in your experience, you just think that they could spice it up and maybe they could play the Grinch or something.
100%. Which, not Hallmark. Are we still talking about Hallmark?
That's
or Dry Bar? I'm like, I did see some gay Christmas movies now. Come on. I was like, what?
There are gay
Christmas. Not on Hallmark. But like, I feel like on Netflix, you know, the covers, they're always like the girl and she's her like vest on and her like puffy jacket. And then it's like the guy. And then it's like the village behind and it's snowing. But anyways, like there was some with two guys. And I'm like, is this like a high quality like movie cover?
Okay.
I see you.
So yeah, I don't even know how we got here. It was the gendering in the chat.
That wasn't really like a scandal, but anyways, what she ended up doing was I bring it up to her again. Oh, cause she was like, I'm sorry, but, I actually don't post all that stuff. I have an assistant do it. She was like, but I'll try to let her know about that. And so it kept occurring and it kept occurring. And then like, but it would be stuff like, the post would be to, because there were so many different stylists with all their style clients in this huge mega party, mm-hmm. which is some stupid thing they do. It only benefit. I'm like looking back, it's like, of course the top people do this because it like benefits them.
Right.
But eventually, like, excuse me. Eventually my clients were like, who are these cornballs? Like, why do they keep saying, like, it was really my clients who kind of spoke up, who would comment, like, my stylist is a guy. Like, he's not a male girl. Like, what? Like, I say that, and I really wish I still had screenshots of, like, those specific posts. But I say all that to illustrate that it was, without me having said anything, it was uncomfortable to my clients I brought in my best clients, obviously, because mm-hmm. we were only allowed certain ones, and it even rubbed them weird for them to reach out to me. So when she still coming with the post, like, they were just all about like gender specificity. I messaged her again, and she was like, you know, I don't really have to do this. So I went ahead and refunded your money, and I removed all of your VIPs. Thanks. And
bye.
Yeah. And I was like, fuck you, bitch.
What? That is so rude though. Like, okay, like all you asked for was for her to use gender inclusive language, which is not hard at all.
Well, it would have required too much. The party was always already set to go, and I just feel like for her, what probably happened is she's a liar. She does not have an assistant. When you have a Google, when you have a group on Facebook, you mm-hmm. can schedule the posts. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah,
if you
yeah.
know that. And it's just like, she didn't want to go back. She had already scheduled all these posts. So she thought she was going to sit back, smoke her Virginia Slim, and just rake in all the money. Her Misty 120, baby, depending on what part of the South. Just kidding. And So she would have had to have went back and looked at all of them. And I don't know if you've ever scheduled a week's worth of posts. I have. And when you have to go back, it fucking sucks. Like when you have to fix something, or let's say that like you have a launch last minute, or you have to like work something in, you have to go and change all of them. And so it's like the times that they post.
Yeah. But like,
and even so that's what she didn't want to do.
Even if she just changed some of them, you know, like to acknowledge, you know, like, and like, that's still not ideal, but like, even if she had done some of them to be like she changed like five of her 50 posts, you probably would have been like, oh, well, you know what? She tried. Like, you know?
Yeah. And then like, so I don't know if that was really like a scandal. It's got her pissed off. I know for sure. There's so many people that like, since my interview with Savannah has come out, have sent me, because obviously they actually did not kick me out of the team group even after. So I went in a team group and I posted the link to my YouTube video like 100 times until Facebook would not let me post another comment for another 24 hours. So I am now kicked out, but people are sending me, I'm like, these are the people that need to hear this specifically. Yeah. But I know that this woman goes live from her car once a week from the carpool line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if you even have kids, if that's even your real name, just kidding. And so someone commented like, girl, is that you he was talking about? Is that you, Jeremy, was talking about? Because I think I remember that party. I think I remember that time. And she's like, there, people have sent me screenshots of comments in her live from the carpool line in our stylist group, like mad as hell about, which I haven't said her name, but so it was a scandal to her apparently. But I'm like, no, you, hopefully she, you know what? One of those lessons. That'll be one of those lessons for her. You just have to learn the hard way, bitch. She won't do it again.
Yeah.
Or maybe she will.
Hopefully not, but you know. Okay. So
do you have enough content?
Of course. Sorry, I was just gonna say, how, like, we haven't really got to touch upon like your mental health through all of this experience. Like, what did you notice like when you were in and like when you left? Like, how was all of that for you?
I was so excited going in. You know, the thing about an MLM that probably, it's just such a mind fuck that it's so hard to explain, because I really pride myself on being like a sharp person.
Mm-hmm.
I've been conned before, but it's like, you're not gonna, I'm not the one that's like gonna get conned on the street from the old like bait and switch, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't gamble. I don't go to casinos. I don't like to gamble for that reason. I don't like to give away my money.
Right.
So to then, I guess, I'm trying to even put it into words, like to go into it so sure that you had a plan,
mm-hmm.
that on the outside looked like smart. I had my spreadsheet. I had all my things accounted for. I'm like, this is a business decision.
Yeah.
And then to go into it and have these things occur and have everybody else around you in that environment either brush it off, tell you that's whenever I first, that was the thing about the slow burn about my getting out of it, is because I had to like have like terms put to these tactics and have them kind of pointed out for me to be like, holy shit, I am being love bombed. Holy shit, this is toxic positivity. Holy shit, why are my experiences not being validated?
Yeah.
From a clearly homophobic experience.
Yeah.
Start to finish. So it's like, but when you have everyone around you being like, especially my enroller, being like, there's always going to be negative people. Just don't focus on that. Like, you're doing so good. Everybody's been asking me about you. And like, you're just headed straight to the top. Da, da, da. And I've learned, because I kind of used to be like that too. I always thought like, you know, if I'm a positive person, if I care about someone, it's my job to help them see the bright side. When in reality, like, you could really be discounting someone's like negative experience.
Right.
Like, it wouldn't really matter if I'm doing good or not. This fucking bitch just was like homophobic to me.
Yeah.
Like reached out for no reason. Right. Like that's what's happening over here. Like who cares how many nail strips I sold? And so like, I think that's the thing when you just have no one telling you that they're like, actually, I kind of agree with you. Because all of the stylists are afraid, not in a world of screenshots, nobody's gonna reach out and be like, that's bullshit. And you're in roller shit it is and shit it is that. Because oh my God, the level of fear inside these MLMs about speaking out or speaking against someone upper was mind-boggling to me. When that woman refunded my money for that mega party and all that, girl, I sent her a video. And I was like, if you're really a national ruby diamond executive level leader and you're in the business of building relationships with people, you should probably pull your head out of your ass long enough to realize that there are male stylists on your team of thousands of people shooting up commissions to your greedy ass. Okay. So, thank you for my money back, but you're a joke. And that's how I feel. And girl, my enroller was like, what'd you say to her? She was like, the next message I got was like, with, you know, the big eye, it's just the eyes, not even the face, but just that. She's like, what'd you say to her? And I was like, girl, I don't even remember. Okay. And she just was like, oh my God, from now on, oh my God, before you just say anything, like, just, you know, touch base with me. And like, dude, I'm like, for what?
I didn't know that she was your mom.
Thank you. Like, no, I will be waiting till the cows come home for you to stand up for somebody.
Right? So, like, the lack of support, the lack of validating of your experiences, all of the love bombing, all of the swarming, like, such a mix of, like, the positive and the negative, like, right? Like, the yin and the yang of, like, we're going to love you. You're going to do so great. But then also you said at the beginning too, that you didn't really get that experience as much as you think other people get either, because you were a male in a female dominated space.
I have to say that my experience will definitely be unique, because I think that MLMs prey upon people who are, and I don't mean this judgment at all, because hello, clearly I was a sucker too. They prey on people who are very weak-minded, easily impressionable, have something that they feel like is missing from their life. Okay, like they're not trying to sell, you know, they have so many different products, and probably the reason why it is such a white lady marketed thing is because they want it to be easy for white ladies to identify something easy for them to sell. This is for white ladies. See, look.
Yeah.
So that people who don't have any sort of, like, let's just say maybe you didn't go to college, don't feel like they have options. Like, they prey on people who are weaker. And so I just feel like
less resources.
Yes, 100%. 100. Yeah, I shouldn't say weaker. Sorry. That's why I said before, like, I don't mean to judge anyone. I just, I don't want to be mean in my language. But I was obviously weak too, girl. That's how good they are.
Yeah. Mike Vicente says, you don't join a cult, you join a good thing. And that's what happens here. You know, you see like good thing, you think, oh, I'm going to make this awesome business. It's going to be great. Like, they provide the product, they provide me the website, whatever. All I have to do is sell this. Awesome.
It just makes you feel like shit. And then it just makes me feel like shit now, because like, they're not doing shit about it. And they're just so full of shit. And so it's like when they post an Instagram post, a carousel post, and it's just like, I'm so angered, and they will not. So they DM'd me and they're like, hey, we just tried to call you. And it's like, I know you did, but is it okay if I record? I have a job. Don't call me one time right before close of business and then try to, and then make the post right after saying that you tried to make an attempt to reach out to me and have received no response or cooperation. Like, and so I DM'd them back and I was like, are you okay with me recording this phone call on account of I don't trust you? No response. Like, they read it immediately. And that was like last week. So in essence, like, this is pretty much done. They've given as much attention to this as they're going to. And they only did that because people were blowing up the comments to the point where they had to disable comments because people were fucking enraged. Yeah. And they have since, people have spoken out, I guess, to the degree where TikTok has banned their account, citing violation of their community guidelines. And so I have noticed that since then, I just went on Color Street's Instagram today, just in preparation for speaking with you and stuff. And they are just like pushing it down. Like, they post like six things in a matter of a couple days.
And that's so rare. A lot of MLMs don't post that often on their Instagram.
Because they don't need to.
Yeah. We do that for them.
Yeah, they have their little minions doing it.
Right.
Spending money to create original content for them. Ugh.
Right, exactly.
That they'll never share. That's another thing. I DM'd them a long time ago. I'm like, oh, no. I DM'd you a year ago about this, also to ask if we could put more inclusivity on the Color Street feed, to which I received no response. So it's just like, nothing's really gonna happen. And it's just like, all I really wanted was just like that stylist money. Really, it's just like, I know this is like a thing, it's been so long, so I can say with complete honesty, I don't even give a shit about my commission. Like, I would almost just like want to throw it in the air at this point, because I'm like, you guys are a bunch of bitches. But I would want for the stylist. Oh my God, I hope no one's going to see this. They're not. That's my, definitely my side. I just want her money. I want her money for her. And I just think it's fucked up that mentally for me, I was really excited in the beginning to build something that I could be proud of. But what I realized was, by canceling that stylist without any sort of like notice to her, like, cause I have a couple clients who are lawyers, mm-hmm. and like that, who I do their hair.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, can they do that? And they're like, yes, bitch, you didn't read the terms. Cause they were like, send me the terms and conditions, or send me the da 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 da. I'm just like, I don't know where to find that. Yeah.
They make it really hard for you to know what you're doing, like, what you're signing up for. They do it all on purpose.
I've never read that.
Yeah. It's really bad.
She's like, what do you mean you haven't read it, stupid bitch? And so she was like, send me the PMP. And I sent it to her. And she's like, no, girl, they could cancel you at any damn time for any reason. You could have your second toe could be longer than your first toe, and you're out.
Yikes.
Feel me? Like,
yeah. If you're not exactly what they want, if you're not a Color Street robot, then you're out.
Sick.
Yeah.
So I was like, wait a minute, I could spend years of my life, which then just kind of made sense to me why all these upper level people are such robots and will not speak out against the company, because they can have the rug snatched up from under them so fast.
Yep.
Like, who have left their jobs, who have made this shit their full-time job, who have, no ma'am. And that for me, I was like, I'm not gonna build, this company does not fucking support me as a gay person.
No.
At all. Not even 1%. So why the fuck am I getting on live pretending like I am so excited and passionate about a product that I feel like I'm alone on an island, like a little Color Street hoe selling your stuff for you with literally no support.
Yeah.
And so, and if at any point you just want to like take everything I worked hard to build, you can. And in doing so, give it all to the girl above me. I just was like, no, thank you. I'm not putting anything else into that system.
Yeah. Yikes.
So all those things I feel like collectively over time were slowly chipping away at that indoctrination, shall we call it.
Yeah. Also, I want to point out too, like, you know, the LGBT community in general, as we briefly touched on earlier, has such a higher rate of like discrimination and just like abuse from assholes. that mm-hmm. like, you know, that's part of the reason why the suicide rate is so high, particularly for trans individuals. And I am saying that, in my opinion, like, Color Street did not stand up for the right things here at mm-hmm. all. Like, that mm-hmm. is very, very serious and scary that that happened to you and that happened to your friend, and they literally just sat back and said, no, we choose violence, essentially.
Yeah, it wasn't just one thing. And I wonder, because it's like, of course, last week on the post, if you go on their Instagram, they say they don't condone it. But I'm just like, is that, excuse me. Oh, sorry, I had Dion. I wonder if it's like raining. Oh. I'm like, is that what it takes? It's like a company says it, I mean, and then doesn't do anything homophobic, or what is it that I'm expecting from them, you know? But is this the best I could hope to get, I guess?
Oh my gosh. This post, I mean, this post is more than other, because I'm looking at it right now. And
like, yeah, not, girl, I was shook. I'm not gonna lie.
It's more than like Monet has ever done, like when we've attempted to call them out on their super racist market partners. So, I mean, like, it is more. I'll give them that. It's more than nothing, I guess.
Shook. But I really don't believe they had a choice. Because people, there was a, if you look at, there's a post right before that where this little girl is like running around the corner and it's like, me when I'm going to get my Color Street or whatever. Yeah. And somebody commented like, hey, when's that? They probably still have the comments turned off for it.
Yeah.
But somebody said, when's that transphobia shade drop?
that's hilarious. They actually turned off their comments on everything.
Yeah. They had them back on for a little second, girl, and then people just were lighting the fuck up. Like, people are like, no, baby, you turn them off, and we're going to go to your YouTube, and we're going to go to your TikTok, and then we got that shut down. And now we're going to go to your Instagram, and we're going to check back again. We're going to circle back to the Instagram. Yeah. And they turned them on. I guess they're back off now, but people were blowing them up because they were just, like, speaking out. And Color Street was like, shit, how do I turn them off?
Nobody can.
And then,
you know what we do?
Karen, someone. No, like, I don't know. My daughter's on Instagram. No, like, but I feel like, and then the next day, freaking, they go to Punta Cana for their like trip, and there's like Bob Park, the founder, literally dancing like wearing a luau, and I can't get a response from these assholes.
Oh my god.
So I'm like, you're lame, first of all. Only
oh no, the thing right after the post about you is obviously them doing such a good thing.
Wait, what?
They're
I did see that. I did. It's like some stupid thing they did.
March, they did the March of Dimes walk. And like
I used to do that back in the day when we had to like hit the ground. Did you ever do March of Dimes like in school or through church?
Who's
church? There's like a walk or just like a church, like in my town in Mississippi we have like the March of Dimes, like the Church of Latter-day Saints. Danielle, I'm just kidding.
What is church?
I'm just kidding. No, like when it was just like through our church, and like we had teams, yeah. And like you would like go through the businesses and you're like, I'm gonna be in this walk, this march, and like you want to pledge some damn money. No. Have you ever heard of that?
I mean, like, I've heard of things like that. I did, like, the an Alzheimer's
Don't Broke for a Heart?
I didn't know. What? Sorry?
Jump Rope for a Heart?
Oh, my God, no. I did the Alzheimer's Walk. Oh, my gosh. You jump roping? Oh, my gosh. Dang,
no.
You don't
really do it. That was such a stupid idea, and it was through my math class. I'm like, okay. But you like go to businesses and you're like, okay, I'm gonna be doing this jump rope, and like it's so stupid.
So they pay you for jump rope.
Yeah, I guess you, girl. They always tried to make it some like the March of Dimes is like, okay, like do you want to purchase this for me? I'm going to walk this far and like, yeah. da-da-da. But then you get there and no one's recording how much people are walking. You know, or like you, it's like a jump rope for heart. So it's like supposed to raise awareness about heart disease and blah, blah, blah. It was through school. You're raising money probably for the school.
Yeah.
And now that I think about it, yeah. and you're like, yeah, you want to pledge money that I'm going to be able to jump rope this much. But girl, even as a middle schooler, I'm like, would you like to make a donation? I don't have time for all that.
Yeah. No.
Not good.
All set. All right. So. Before I ask you my final question, is there anything else that you would like to touch upon that we missed or anything that you want to add?
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to say like a way that people can get in touch with me in the beginning and I forgot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So hopefully if you made it to the end of this podcast, thank you. Danielle really appreciates it. you can find me on Instagram at jairdoeshair, spelled J-A-I-R does. Hair. And please reach out if you, I feel like most of all, I just see so many Color Street stylists who are scared to say anything, which is so weird to me. Like, I've never been the kind of person that like can be silent. Shocker. Yeah. So that was probably what also felt uncomfortable to me is to see such blatant transphobia and homophobia transpire. And you can't call it out.
Yeah, I know. It's
And so I've just had so many stylists reach out since I've spoke out against the violence.
Yeah.
And been like, I swear, I haven't taken account, but I just like guess at least 20 people who are like, either like, this is all I need and I'm quitting. Or they're like, I've been stuck too. And like, I wanted to get out too. Or like, I just got out too. Or like, and oh, I'm just
those,
like.
Those are the best messages.
And you're, or they're like, I'm still thinking about getting out. I'm like, this really makes me feel weird.
That like cognitive even, dissonance.
Yeah. Like even in the comments in my old teen group, because of course, girl, so many people are sending me screenshots that like I should not have. And that is, and that is because people are telling on the upper people because people are like, wait a fucking second. This is bullshit. Because a few months ago, Color Street raised their prices. And then they lowered the commission.
They raised their prices
and lowered. I'm like, you're supposed to raise the prices so you don't have to lower commission.
Right. That's the point.
And so people are, that was also a catalyst.
Yeah.
And so I just reach out to me at jairdoeshair on Instagram if you want to talk about it, just because God, I did not realize so many people were going to reach out and be like, I remember your content. That's so messed up how that one lady did you, or I remember you. Oh my God, am I a star? No, I just feel like that really illustrates like just what a light I tried to be.
Yeah.
And like what light I tried to bring.
Yeah.
Which is just really all I really want. Cause I've been an asshole in my life. Like I just celebrated 4 years sober and I've put a lot of like negativity into the world. So I think that's when you are so mindful about how you treat other people.
Yeah.
It's like, you just see, cause we can treat people like crap and not realize it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So I guess that's just really what it was. I just always wanted to be good to people and I didn't feel like people were good to me.
Yeah. Fucking sucks. Well, congratulations on 4 years sober. And with that, what is your anti-MLM why?
Because people deserve to be treated with respect. Period.
They do.
Like and subscribe. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you so, so much. This is amazing. I'll have your Instagram handle in the show notes. So if anyone is looking for you, that's where you can find it all spelled out. If you are listening to this today on the day it is released, there is going to be a bonus episode dropped tomorrow in the middle of the night during the FTC comment palooza, whatever we're calling it. Yeah, go ahead and check that out. That's very exciting. It's going to be a third Plexi Bestie episode. So I'm super excited to talk with her again, and we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. And please, please, please submit your comments to the FTC. It is super important and we appreciate it. And we want your voice to be heard while they're trying to make these decisions. So yeah, I think that's it. Have a fantastic weekend, everyone. And thank you so much, Jeremy.
You're welcome. All right.
Bye.
Can we like talk?
Yeah, hold on. Bye.
Oh, do we do anything?